First story this Tuesday. It's been almost 7 months since the battle began to retake the Iraqi city of Mosul. The ISIS terrorist group overran Mosul back in 2014. It was Iraq's second largest city, and it became ISIS's most important stronghold in the country. But they're losing their grip on it. Iraqi and international forces, supported by U.S. troops, launched an effort to retake the city last October. It's been a long, hard fight. The coalition liberated the eastern part of the city in January, and they've been trying to clear out the western part since then. But though they had the advantage, with about 100,000 coalition troops versus a much smaller force of terrorists, ISIS is so dug in, they've been using tunnels, explosive traps, human shields, that it's been difficult to get to them. Over the weekend, a U.S. soldier died while on patrol in Mosul. Army First Lieutenant Weston Lee was hit by an explosive device. He was the second American military death in the battle. For a look at the effects this has had on the city, we're now able to take you inside thanks to the work of photojournalist Gabrielle Hines.
A tender father and daughter moment in the most brutal of landscapes. Their home is only half standing, the city around them obliterated. These exclusive drone pictures obtained by CNN show the scale of destruction on the front lines of western Mosul, neighborhoods newly freed from ISIS by Iraqi forces. As Iraq's elite Golden Division rolls in its armored vehicles, ISIS retreats, paying a heavy price. Bodies of its fighters still lie where they fell. So recently recaptured is this neighborhood that the black flag of ISIS still flutters overhead. The streets below, eerily deserted. A makeshift roadblock from where ISIS fought only weeks ago, still standing. In the video, dark smoke from burning tires and debris billows across the skyline. Desperate attempts by ISIS to hide themselves from airstrikes. Here, the camera catches an explosion, thought to be a mortar hitting a building. A reminder that fighting rages on only meters away. After months of street-to-street battle between ISIS and Iraqi forces and pounding from coalition airstrikes, the scale of devastation in this part of Mosul is difficult to take in. In these drone images, it seems every building, every street, every car is shattered. Nothing left to support human life. So the civilians are forced to flee, clutching their children and their few belongings. Who knows what future lies before them as they join the millions of other refugees running from this war. And for those who stay behind, picking through the splintered remains of their lives, moments of joy still possible before they are lost again in this bleak and dusty scene. Hala Gharani, CNN.